Your name, please?
My name is Mohammed Kenyatta.
And what is your occupation?
I'm the National Administrative Vice Chairman for the Black Economic Development Conference.
Mohammed, do you really think the Black Manifesto can work?
My viewpoint is that it cannot fail. I think the Black Manifesto cannot fail because it speaks to a historical matter of fact, and it speaks to real needs of Black people. It speaks to the historical matter of fact that Black people have suffered economic exploitation, that slave labor of Black people was a source of capital for the development of America, and that Black people after slavery were further exploited economically. Thus, we have back capital, back pay, owed to us collectively by the institutions of this country. Our historical basis is sound. More important, perhaps, though, is the fact that our programs and our analysis speaks to the needs of the Black community, and Black people, rich and poor, clergy, secular people, young and old, are beginning to move around the manifesto. It's becoming a national mass movement. When I say that we can't fail, it's because I think that the Black community cannot and will not fail in its struggle for liberation, of which we are a part, a significant part, but only a part.
Do you feel that there's going to be, and it's possibly a cynical question, but do you feel that there's going to be that much moral change within the church?
No. If I had thought that 6 months ago, you know, or 4 months ago, I've been largely disabused of that notion. What we have found is this, though, and this is real, that there are individuals in the church, especially Black people, Black clergymen in the church, who are serious about their ethics, who are serious about their morality. And morality, ethics, religious convictions, faith in God, belief in brotherhood, transcendent ethics, has been a motive force behind individuals and small groups of people. But what we have found is that the only way we can deal effectively with the church is to take that motor force, that moral force, organize it, and then move politically. Mm-hmm. Thus, the Black clergymen within the Episcopal denomination have had to go further than just preaching and praying to the white Episcopalians. They've had to organize a union of Black clergy and laity.
At the special convention of the Episcopal Church, which was held in South Bend, Indiana, at Notre Dame, there was a confrontation. Now, was this a spontaneous confrontation or what?
No, the decision by the Black Economic Development Conference to attempt to seize the microphone, to get the platform, to interrupt the proceedings and inject something real and relevant into the discussion, that decision was a labored decision. It was a hard, thought-out decision. What did happen was that after we made that move, Black clergymen, Black delegates, and a large number of youth delegates and non-delegates were emotionally moved to pull in with us. But we made that decision in as hard-headed a context as we could. I must confess that it was hard for us to not disrupt the Bishop Hines on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was our emotional feeling.
But frankly, there were a lot of people expecting it then.
Right. Well, I think it's true that there were a lot of people expecting it. And I wonder about that. I wonder if people were expecting it because they wanted to view that as kind of social entertainment. We're not about confrontation for entertainment's sake.
You mentioned a word there that I've been hearing bandied about, and I use the word bandied in a deliberate sense, and that's this word racism. I find many times if you are in a situation and you do not agree with a person, if he is Black or of a minority group, you are labeled a racist. Now, many people tend to take this as an insult. What is your feeling on this? I know we've talked about this before. I want to get it out.
First of all, just offhand, if I were white and someone, you know, disagreed with me and called me a racist, I wouldn't pay it a lot of attention. I'd wonder why he had not pointed out my racism before, because if I were white, the likelihood is that my mentality would be pretty racist. I mean, racism pervades the mentality of both Black and white people.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think too many times people get the idea that this is purely a white thing.
No, that's certainly not true. Folks talk about reverse racism, not to get too far afield, and say, talk about Black racism. Most Black racism, like white racism, is directed in attitudinally is directed towards black people. Black people have for a long time tended, like other Americans, to look down on black people. Now, when it turned out that we were looking down on ourselves, it set up the kind of conflicts that have engendered the black power and black consciousness movement. But racism is more than an attitude. It's probably more correct to talk about the attitude as bigotry or as racistic. But racism is, we use racism to refer to the establishment and perpetuation of institutions that exist on the basis and exist with the notion that skin color allocates to some people privileges and exempts and takes from other people rights. By racism, we mean the exploitation of people on the basis of race. When we refer to an organization as being racist, that organization might be one that contains white people. An organization is not racist by virtue of being all white, and is certainly not non-racist by virtue of having black participants. Racism refers to the exploitation of people on the basis of race.
I think out of walk, in all good conscience, we ought not to damn the Episcopal Church completely, because I think all of the churches are afflicted with this, aren't they?
Right. In fact, it's interesting that one of the reasons why the Episcopal Church comes under so much fire, and the same thing is happening, by the way, in some areas with the Quaker denomination, is because we know that they know. That is, we said once to a bishop, a very enlightened bishop in the Episcopal Church, "Look, man, it might seem hard, it might seem unfair, but your experiences and what you have done indicate that you're hip to what's going on." Mm-hmm. And our position is that the more you know, the greater weight you have to carry. I think the Episcopal Church is, in many ways, out in front of other churches, and that just means, like it or not, that the road's going to get rougher for them, mm-hmm. they're going to have a harder burden. That's the way it is. Black people are certainly experiencing that, as we have to fight not just for ourselves, but for Chicanos, for Puerto Ricans, for poor whites.